thoughts on Principle 17, Torah Mitzvot. So it explains in the Zohar, in the Kabbalah, that what's actually happening with every mitzvah that we do, with every spiritual practice that we do, with every act of giving and loving that we do, that what's actually going on in the cosmic realms is so beyond anything we could possibly imagine. And that that is purposely, intentionally hidden from us right now. Because if it was revealed what was actually happening, all the boundless blessing that's coming out through every mitzvah that we perform, we would first of all feel that we would never need to do anything else in our entire life, that just the merit to have merited to perform that mitzvah would be enough for us. And the pleasure that we would experience through that would be so boundless that we would not be able to overcome receiving that pleasure in a self-serving way. And that the performance of mitzvot would be rooted in the enormous pleasure we'd experience from it. And so we wouldn't be able to perform the mitzvah or work towards performing the mitzvah in a state of divine service, in a state of loving outside of ourselves. Because the pleasure that we would experience would be too great for us to overcome wanting to receive that. So we learned that the spiritual pleasures that are way beyond all of our material pleasures are hidden in the mitzvot. Right now, we're not experiencing them so that we can learn how to do the mitzvot in a state of service and unconditional love. It's not rooted in our wanting to take those pleasures for ourselves. And when we're able to, when we've learned how to be in the state of divine service, we're able to perform mitzvot beyond what we're receiving from them. So then, to the level that we're ready, the pleasure that's happening through them can become revealed to us. To the extent that we could then perform the mitzvah, but not have the pleasure that we're experiencing in it be the motivation for the performing of the mitzvah. So the idea is that in every mitzvah that we're doing, there's cosmic happenings that are happening through that, that we're meriting to in the performance of that mitzvah, that are right now intentionally hidden from us in order for us to be able to learn how to be in the state of divine service and loving and giving. And we learn in the Gemara Tikkun, in the final cosmic moment that we're headed towards, that all the mitzvot that we've performed throughout all of this epic moment of time and space will become revealed to us in the true essence of what was going on and will be part of our whole magnificent divine experience that we're headed towards. In the section here, we were discussing the last few sessions, the mitzvot. So this principle is talking about Torah and mitzvot. So the mitzvot is the spiritual practices and Torah is spiritual learning. So that's the path, spiritual learning and spiritual practice. So the spiritual learning is very important because it's through the learning that we're inspired to work on our spiritual development, to go on the spiritual path, and is giving us direction and guidance on how to do that and what that means. So we learn regular spiritual learning is essential. Ideally, we want to find a spiritual teacher to be connected to, as we discussed. One of the principles and the principle of finding spiritual companions to learn with. Regularly learning from the holy books, from people who have attained high spiritual levels, connecting to their consciousness and their learning is essential to our path of spiritual development. In our Torah learning, it says in the Kabbalah how important it is that so much of our learning is focused on the inner aspect of Torah learning, the Kabbalah. Because like we had mentioned, that the whole Torah has a body aspect and a soul aspect. The body aspect is the details of what the spiritual practices are, how to practically do them. And the soul aspect, the Kabbalah, is all talking about the spiritual work of our consciousness, of our intention, of the inner transformation that we're going through. That is the purpose of all of the mitzvot. So if our learning of Torah is only connected to the body aspect of the Torah, just the details of the what to practically do, well, that's a body without a soul. So the soul aspect of Torah, this inner spiritual learning, is essential. If you would only learn the inner aspect of consciousness and not actually do anything, we wouldn't do any spiritual practice, but only learn about it. So then we'd have like a soul without a body. The idea is for us to work with the body and soul of Torah together. So they're both very important. They work together. But at the end of the day, the body is here to serve the soul. What's going on inside of ourselves is of utmost importance. That's the transformation we're going through. We learned that everything we're going through right now is that transformation from desire to receive to desire to give, that we're learning how to truly love outside of our own self-interest, to reach that state of unconditional love that will enable us to experience all the divine goodness in the ultimate way. And except for that transformation, we learned that nothing else has to happen here, because before the Tzimtzum, we were experiencing all of the divine goodness in the way of receiving. We learned that the whole reason that everything we're going through right now was manifest was in order for us to raise up that reception of the divine goodness to be able to receive it in the ultimate way. So we're learning that everything we're going through right now in all of life is that transformation from desire to receive to desire to give. So learning about that specifically is what we're here to learn about and work with. And that's the whole essence of Torah and Mitzvot.